Senator Malone and Senator Kefauver, I'd like to ask both of you if, while we're batting around this question of delegation or giving up sovereignty, what the difference is between a federation and an alliance, I wonder if both of you wouldn't speak to this question. Senator Kefauver, you have suggested that there is a fundamental difference because the people have a vote. And Senator Malone objects because some of the nations are following policies that he does not feel are right and sound, and he has indicated which nations he means. Now, under your plan, do you mean, for instance, that the United States, Britain, France, and the Atlantic countries would merge their populations, in a sense, to determine the foreign policy, the common foreign policy for all those nations? Do you mean that? Or would they function as separate nations and vote as separate nations, as in the present situation?
Mr. Denny, of course, I have no idea what the members of the convention would agree upon. The purpose of calling the convention is to see if they cannot settle and solve these matters about who England is trading with and whether they'll be able to work out their agreements and cancel their agreements with Soviet Russia or with other nations. I should think that the two things that any federation ought to be able to agree upon is to have some machinery of government to back up General Eisenhower. The present machinery is not satisfactory. Unless we get something else, he has almost a hopeless task. The second great need of the hour is to prevent the North Atlantic democracies from going in all different directions. If we will go in the same direction and work out our differences in foreign policy together, then we have such a tremendous balance of power, or much more power than the Soviet Union, that nobody would upset the peace of the world. Those are the two things that I think particularly we ought to try to work out to begin with.
Thank you, Senator Kefauver. Senator Malone.
Well, now, Mr. Senator Kefauver, no one has any objections to meeting and trying to work out and put the finger on the nations that have signed up both ways. But what you have said, as I understand it, and the reason I come to Memphis, not the only reason since I've arrived here, I find, but the reason for the debate is that you want a sacrifice of a certain sovereignty of all the nations, so that a vote, however it is, one vote to a nation, or a vote exactly as we do as the 48 states, control. So you have to do what the majority says. Now, if that is not what we are down here for, then I have missed the boat. And there is no reason why they shouldn't meet at any time under any auspices. We could pass another resolution, have another Kellogg pact. We're so full of pacts, the files are full of them up there, and we're still fighting. So let's get at this thing. Is it we sacrifice sovereignty, or do we not? Someone answer that.
Well, thank you, Senator Long. We ask Senator Kefauver.
My answer to that is that the sovereignty belongs to the people. If we want to delegate some of our sovereignty so that collectively we can have a chance of having peace instead of war and destruction every 15 years, then that's the right of the people to do so. After all, it doesn't make very much sense holding on to every little bit of sovereignty, sitting on top of an atomic bomb and spending 84 cents of every federal tax dollar to pay for preparing for wars and for the cost of previous wars. We are committed to working with our friends. Let's get a real system of working with our friends that's going to be effective instead of this pact business where we've already sacrificed more sovereignty than we would in a federation.
Right.
Senator, I hate to say this, but time is short. We're still dodging the question. The question is, when you go to this conference, you're going to arrange something, a treaty or whatever it is, or a government, where your sovereignty would be sacrificed and then submit it to the people. That is what you mean. And if they turn it down, naturally we wouldn't sacrifice it. But you're going to ask the American people to sacrifice sovereignty. If you're not, you have nothing more than just an ordinary Atlantic Pact again, or a Kellogg Pact, or something else.
All right. Thank you. Senator Kefauver?
Senator Malone made the point very clear. Whatever is agreed upon would have to be submitted to the people as a constitutional amendment. If the people of three-fourths of the states feel that they get more security by joining with other democracies, well, then I think that that will be a... I think that they have a right to make that decision if that's what three-fourths of the people of three-fourths of the states want.
All right. Senator Malone, what did you say? You say you certainly believe so, too.
I say that whatever the people vote for, they will get. But don't tell us here that we're going to pass a Senate bill and ask for a Federation of Nations and not go over there and prepare a Federation of Nations for them to vote on, because that's what you're going to do. And that is what I say they will control.
All right. Well, now we've heard that particular aspect of the subject pretty well discussed. Let's take another question from the gentleman out there.
Senator Kefauver, do you believe that it is more important to us Americans to preserve Europe for democracy by arming her than doing the same for Asia?
Yes, I think it's more important because Asia isn't developed with the know-how and with the technical and with the manufacturing facilities to the extent that Western Europe is. We could possibly get along. It would be difficult without continental Asia, but we could not get along if Western Europe fell into communist hands. It is much more important, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you, Senator Kefauver. Senator Malone?
I just want to leave this with you. If we allow Russia to finesse the control of China, and that is what we're doing now because she can't fight in that area, but we are playing football on the 38th parallel, kicking off back and forth to each other, and if we keep that up till they control China, they'll control Asia, and Europe will fall of its own weight as soon as they move. No power on earth can stop Russia and Europe. I say that our political and our trade future, if we have any, is in South America and Asia. It's not an old Europe who are manufacturing nations just the same as we are. It's like trying to make a living shaving each other with a couple of barbers.
Thank you. Hey, gentlemen, we're the red tie there.
Senator Malone, I am quite eligible, sir, to sacrifice my life in World War III. Personally, I would rather sacrifice a little sovereignty. Which do you prefer?
Twice, my friend, I cannot see you, but twice I have offered the life. I would offer it again if it's necessary, but I'm in a place now and a little older where I will see you get a chance to vote on it before you sacrifice any sovereignty, and I will explain to you what that might mean, my friend.
All right. Thank you. The lady, the young lady.
Senator Kefauver, do you believe that the Internal Security Act of 1950, the McCarran Bill, will prove effective in combating the subversive activities of the communists here in the United States?
I think that, I don't think it'll prove effective as a whole. It's had to be amended already. I think that some parts of it will prove effective, some parts of it are good if we can get it in better line. But that doesn't have anything definite to do with the issue that we have here today. I think we need to make democracy work better and more vigorously in this country wherever we can, is my feeling.
Next question, please.
Senator Malone, you spoke of 150,000 casualties. What would have been your alternative on June the 25th, 1950, rather than end the conflict in Korea?
I would not put a foot soldier in Korea, in Asia, or in Europe. I would build our air power and our submarine power, and I would use it on wherever we say that that the defense of the area is important to our ultimate safety. We can't fight a foot war in Asia, and we can't fight it against the Russians, outnumbered 50-1, but we can whip them and hold our area if we have sense enough and gumption enough to have air power, submarine power, and the power we need on the ocean.
Thank you, Senator Malone, Senator Kefauver, Mr. Algren, Mr. Argyll, for your part in a real debate. I'm sure the town meeting discussion groups all over the United States are meeting together to continue their discussion of this subject. We want to thank most sincerely our host committee and its chairman, Mr. Edward Meeman, the editor of the Press Thermometer, and the Goldsmith's department store and Mr. Fred Goldsmith and his associates, especially the beautiful models that he had here tonight as ushers, and to the entire staff of station WMPS and its energetic manager, Mr. Harold Krellstein. Now, in just a moment, I'll tell you about our subjects and speakers for next week.
Have you heard about the Junior Town Meeting League? The Junior Town Meeting League is an association of high school teachers, students, and radio station managers interested in the promotion of the town meeting idea in high schools throughout the country. The Junior Town Meeting League has published for its members in the magazine Our Times an analysis of both sides of tonight's question, which will be included in our town meeting bulletin for this week. The town meeting bulletin contains the complete text of tonight's program, including all questions and answers. You may receive a copy of tonight's meeting and the next seven issues of the town meeting bulletin by sending $1 to Town Hall, New York 18, New York. Or for the full year, 52 issues, send $5. Each bulletin contains a lively section of listeners' comments on the program of each preceding week. Individual copies are 15 cents. Remember, Town Meeting Bulletin, Town Hall, New York 18, New York. Now to tell you about next week's program, here's your moderator, Mr. Dennis.
Next week, we switch from the Atlantic to the Pacific with a discussion of a question based on a recent article in Life magazine on Asia by James Michener, Pulitzer Prize winner and author of Tales of the South Pacific. Our subject will be, Is the West Finished in Asia? Mr. Michener will be one of our speakers, as will John C. Caldwell, former attaché of the United States Embassy in Seoul, Korea, and Mr. Soda Jarapo Sastasoma, press attaché of the Indonesian Embassy. This program will originate in New York City. The following week, we return to the South, to Anniston, Alabama, to discuss the question, is our security endangered by congressional hearings? Remember, you may secure a printed copy of tonight's town meeting for 15 cents, or by sending $1, you may secure eight consecutive issues of the town meeting bulletin. So plan to be with us next week and every week at the sound of the crier's bell.
Town meeting next week, is the West finished in Asia? Town meeting next week, everybody listen.
Town Hall and the American Broadcasting Company have brought you America's Town Meeting of the Air. Your producer is Burr Lee. Your town crier is Bob Neal. Alan Burns speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.